Back to the Neil Haley Show, and this is going to be an interesting thing. I have an announcement. Thank you, live streaming. Just some quick tips for you guys live streaming out there. X is killing it, probably with the end of TikTok as we know it. And that I might highlight that in a podcast very, very soon. And with TikTok experts, what will people do? They will go to X, which will make Elon blow up because Facebook does not want to give that many free video views. Or will YouTube blow up even more with how shorts are doing? That's for somewhere, another time, another place. But anytime I record now, I want to record live. So I am taking my filmmaker, Lefty from Legacy Films, is taking me through the process of getting ready for my Indiegogo campaign. And now he's going to ask me questions. So we're live as you're about to find out what answers to questions I have that's going to go on Indiegogo for my documentaries, my comeback into professional wrestling. So go ahead, Lefty, introduce yourself for a couple more seconds, then you'll ask me questions.
Hey, everyone. My name is Lefty Scutinas. I go by Lefty, and I am your legacy filmmaker. You can find me on Your Legacy Filmmaker on either Instagram or YouTube. And I have the most amazing pleasure to film this documentary for Neil, and I think we're just going to create something super memorable that's going to immortalize his brand. So, Neil, why now? What makes you want to document this process now?
Well, here, the documenting the process of, and really focusing more on the professional wrestling realm of things is why I make my comeback at 51 is one, I have unfinished business. I retired at 29 years old in Bremen, Germany, after a great tour with Otto. Got to wrestle with Kurgan, had an unbelievable tour, 10 days in Germany for CWA. And I just said, I'm done. I've accomplished everything in the business. So, you know, I wrestled for Jerry Lawler. There was only a few more places to go. I was ready to have a family. And I said, it's time to walk away. Now, was that the hardest thing I've ever done in my life? Yes. I stopped watching professional wrestling. I walked away, and it's very weird, like the Wayback Machine now, since I've announced me coming back to the ring, been training some, watching professional wrestling. I feel like I missed a lot of different things, but it's an absolutely great question talking about the why. And now, why? Because guess what? If I want to take on Alex Hormozi, Gary V, Grant Cardone, some of the biggest creators out there, I need to build a huge following of a fan base. Well, I think professional wrestling would be a great fan base. And then that just will give you your total addressable market, which is called TAM that Neil Patel talks about. And it will make me different. It'll differentiate me as owning a marketing agency. I'm a professional wrestler. And I'm so I want to highlight the whole thing, but I also want to create. I consider myself a creator in so many ways, and I create what I want to create. So my whole idea of creation is that I just decided watching a Tyler Perry documentary, I want to be as big as Tyler Perry. People might think of me listening to me right now as I'm highlighting my journey. Neil, you're full of it. Well, guess what? If you don't try it, you'll never get to the opportunity. So by building a brand, saying what makes me different than somebody else, when I talk to my clients now, they're all talking about, I can't wait to get tickets to your match. See, that nice. Makes you even bigger to your clients. That means it's going to make me bigger to every more clients. And then it's going to make me look totally different than somebody that's anything in marketing. They're not me. They're not the media giant. And that's why I'm doing it. And then I ultimately want to recreate the whole experience that I did at 23 years old when I started in professional wrestling and then ended in 29. So I was 6 years, but again, it was a really crazy 6 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned about getting back into the ring. So what's the experience like getting back into the ring now with having that 20-year gap?
I made three quick comebacks. The problem is when you're 30 making a comeback, then 50, it's a totally different story. So you're in your 30s, you really don't have the aches and pains. You don't have the muscle pains. You don't have the whole luxury things. So it's an interesting process. And then it's interesting how rings are made now than they were made 20 years ago. People might think I'm wrong about that, but that could be potentially it. And then getting the win, getting your back in shape. So I'm hitting the treadmill more, doing specific things. So it's not the most easy thing in the world. However, that certain things like taking tons of bumps, I don't need to take tons of bumps. I'll save that for the whole filming and go out there and just get in ring shape, getting put more size on. I'm about 290 now. I think when I started this journey, it was 275, maybe put some fat on, but also put some muscle on both. Yeah. Getting ready to be really look like a wrestler again. So that's the process. So that's exciting. And just figuring all this out, talking to different wrestlers, figuring out what the landscape is in this business now, and say, hey, I'm going to create my own landscape so everyone else can move out of the way. I know enough people. I'll get enough people that are going to be involved in a project, and my projects always kick butt. There you go.
Absolutely. And one last question. What's the big takeaway? What's everybody supposed to take, whether you are getting into professional wrestling, you're a young guy now, you're an entrepreneur, you're whatever the background is. Well, what's the takeaway? What do you want people to remember this film by?
I think the fact is that somebody who totally left the business, just didn't think about it, said, hey, I have this idea, I'm going to do it. A lot of times people have ideas and they never implement them. Okay. They have a lot of ideas, a lot of dreams, a lot of things that they would love to do, but they said to themselves, I'm not going to do it. Hopefully that's going to show people that I'm going to go film my life, do all these different things at 51, and even have these aspirations of extreme success to show people, if I can go do this, you sure as heck can. And if you can, more and more people will take that giant leap. That media giant leap. And that's what I'm doing right now.
Awesome. Awesome. And maybe we'll see a championship belt around the waist again throughout this.
I don't know. I don't think it's more about championships because it's very interesting. Through this journey, I've been challenging lots of actors. So I might be doing a lot of jobs. Good old John Kreese, Marty Cove says he wants to be involved in this. A new actor came out who's out on Amazon. That's a pretty successful. And he was in Wolverine or one of the films says, he's a former boxer. He wants to wrestle me. I don't know. I might be doing a lot of jobs instead of titles, but again, it's all about making money. It's not about winning championships and all that. Cause I'll get over regardless if I win or lose. And it's more about this experience of doing this way back machine of going back from the days in the 90s to now in the 2020s and recreate exactly what I did 25 plus years ago.
Amazing. Amazing. And what is a platform? What is one of your favorite platforms that you would love to see this film on? Or is it multiple platforms?
I don't know. I'm talking today, someone from Red Coral Media, Scott Valentine, about he wants to be part of this. We just don't know. Here's the thing. Virality, getting something out there, it could lead to so many different things. We just don't know. But I want it to be as impactful and make as much money as possible with the project. And really get lots of people working. We're looking at doing super indie type shows I'm going to run. And these are going to be really big shows, but only people that I ran to in the business. So don't expect to be booked unless we have a booker decide to throw them in, if they weren't part of what I worked on 25 plus years ago, or if I've challenged you to a match, because if you come on my show, I'm going to challenge you. And as I'm challenging the heavyweights in the marketing world, I'm going to challenge the heavyweights that are out there. So we just, who knows? But like I said, it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. And like Steve Austin says, oh, hell yeah, right?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. I think the one question you wanted to ask me, Lefty, because this is the process of Legacy Film, who I am. Do you want to ask me that question still, who I am? I'm fine to do this on live. Because you had that as a question. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm leading into these questions. And the funny thing is, this is live. This is what Lefty will do for you. You don't have many filmmakers going to lead you down the path to make it work the best. So basically, I'm Neil, the media giant Haley. I'm a nationally syndicated radio, TV, and podcaster. I have 150 plus stations, 5 million listeners a week. We are the number six celebrity podcast world, according to FeedSpot. I was a former professional wrestler, wrestled in a variety of names from the Giant Warrior. And I'm the fake Giant Warrior because there was an original Giant Warrior. Burt Prentice decided to put that moniker. I was Future Shock, Leviathan, Big Neil, the real deal, Giant Butch Bronson. Also, I worked as in Friday the 13th as Jason in one show. I've worked as Neil Haley himself. So I have multiple gimmicks. I have six children. I am currently in Pittsburgh. I have offices for Media Giant Marketing in about six different cities. And I own Hollow Man Publishing, American May VA, and Total Tutor, to name a few. So that's my whole entrepreneurial journey and background and professional wrestling. I wrestled in 15 states, Canada, and Germany, and held titles in multiple cities, and have beaten and wrestled the best in the business. I wrestled Jerry the King Lawler in the Mid-South Coliseum. I wrestled Terry Bam Bam Gorey in the Dallas Sportatorium, wrestled Crush and Savio Vega in the Omaha Civic Center, and beat Rhino for the title multiple times in Grand Rapids and South Bend, Indiana, held the tag team titles of Steel City Wrestling, to name a few. All those different things. I think I've nailed everything. And there we go, Lefty. I hope you can utilize some of those different things. Was the Sunflower Heavyweight Champion of the World in Wichita, Kansas. That's why we're heading back to Kansas, because I was the champ. And I love it. My good friend Dave Sullivan came on my show. He will be part of this documentary for one reason. Again, he worked, you know, with Kevin Sullivan. He said it's because he's out in Nebraska, in Lincoln, or he might be in Omaha. We're going to run Omaha. We're going to run Wichita. We're going to run Grand Rapids. We're going to run South Bend. We're going to run Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and Jonesboro, Arkansas. We're going to run Marion, Ohio, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I think I've named all the cities that we're looking to go to. I want Canada still. I'd still like to go based on Ike Shaw and that tour in Canada. And I'd love to make Germany a final destination. And we got to hit West Virginia. So if Indiegogo helps me, we could reach all those places. Hey, make sure, you know, you're watching this live right now. Click and share this with all your friends. This will be on YouTube, and I appreciate it, Lefty. Any other questions you have for me for the documentary?
No, that's it. You know, we're planning on filming this between the 20th of September and the 20th of November. We are going to have amazing perks and rewards for our sponsors and our investors. The Indiegogo campaign should be up and running by next Friday or Sunday, the latest. And we look forward to having you guys be a part of this community, build this documentary, and to make this whole experience happen.
And it's exciting because you never know. And you just come up with this idea and go. I have a really busy business agency. I am busy as can be. And I just said, let's add something else to the plate. And this documentary is really exciting. And, you know, the people who are going to be part of this. The goal, as what we're going to do is Lefty and myself will be running all the shows with a booking community. So every show that I wrestle on is going to be my show. Why? Because I'm the media giant. That's why.
That's it.
But in the summer, I'm going to make a couple shots before I'm looking to go work for Freddie Cornell out in Huntington, West Virginia, Jim Miller in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I forget some other people potentially could come out this summer. I don't know. We'll see. Nice. We'll appreciate awesome. It. All right, man. All right. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and celebrity interviews. Oh, celebrity interviews, Neil Haley. I'm a celebrity now. That was a Freudian slip. And it is that special. That was the Neil Haley Show, guys. Take care.